airports.
At the airport?
At the airport.
Yes.
So I want to be one of those so they control the fuel, the plane, the de-icing when it gets to that, and the passengers. But they have to check everything with the pilot. But the plane can't go without the dispatcher.
Are you the last one to get off?
No, that's cabin crew.
Right. No, yes. I mean, well, before it goes.
Yes.
Are you the person who's on at the front and sort of gives them the thumbs up that they can go and stuff?
Yes.
Right, very good. And how long will that take you to train to be able to do that?
This is my first year, so I'm halfway through my first year. So
yeah.
I'm doing a level 2 diploma in a ground operations. And then I'm not sure what next year's is, but that's a 2-year level 3. And then level 6 is pilot training, but don't think I'll go that far yet.
But that's sort of a career path that you could go down if you wanted to.
Yeah, Ben, there is, I can't remember which airline it is, but there is an airline where you can train to be a stewardess, but also train to be a pilot at the same time.
Right, very good. I like that. Tell us about TACT, please, Carol, because I mentioned that when I introduced you.
TACT are amazing. We've been with them 7 years. We've just done our 7th year with them. They're a charity. They're not-for-profit. They're the biggest UK fostering and adoption charity. The support we get from them is second to none. And the rep as well for Yorkshire. They're like a family. You could ring them at 3 a.m, you would get someone on the end of the phone that you'd know and that know you or know something about the children that are with you. The training and everything, you know, if this, because I've got quite a lot of training background from education before I did fostering, and I've done quite a lot, so there's some courses which interest me, and TACT have let me go on them, like to Liverpool, and paid £200-something for me to go on a Pacific course which I think might be relevant for the children that are with me.
Right.
Our chief executive, Andy Elvin, he's a great guy, so down to earth. It's not like you're a number either. You know, you're actually a person when you work for TACT.
Part of a family.
Part of a family.
Which is quite interesting, because you've got that with the support network. You've mentioned that with the fostering network, and it's kind of the reason that that's the one word why we've got you both in here today, I suppose. A final word from both of you, if you'd be so good. I know, be it TACT, be it whatever, people are always looking out for people to foster.
Absolutely.
People to get involved. If anybody is inspired by listening to either of you two this morning, just to tell them why. I'll give you first dibs on this, Carol. Why it's rewarding to be a foster carer, foster parent.
I think seeing a child when they first come to you and see from what they are when they come to you to where they go, the confidence, their achievements, where you can go with them, you know, introducing them to. It's like my two long-term children, they're in Sea Cadets, and they're doing amazing. And one of the children that's with me, how she has just turned her life around. It's just amazing just seeing, you know, where you can get. I mean, don't get me wrong, you know, sometimes it's 2 steps forward and 10 steps back. You know, you do have difficult times, but you've got to understand that, you know, especially when it's coming up to Christmas, you know, missing families. But we do need more foster carers. We need more foster carers for teenagers, sibling groups, disabled children. We're crying out for foster carers. And if you do want to foster, just give TACT. Have a look at our website. We've got an amazing website. Have a look at it. There's numbers on there. You know, just ring. Or ring me. You can ring me. I'm the ref. Give me a call and I carry leaflets around with my bag.
Anybody asks me about fostering,
I've got a leaflet and I give them out. But as I say, it's got to be a joint thing. You know, we do take single carers, but you know, if it's a husband and wife, you do need to both want to do it, because it's a big thing to do.
Nikki, final word from you. Just again, I guess, to reinforce what you've said already about perhaps you wouldn't be where you are. And I don't mean sat in here having to answer questions off me, but I mean as far as your career aspirations and your life aspirations are concerned, if it wasn't for fostering.
No, the whole of year 10 and 11, I had no idea what I wanted to do. Like, I was like, Dad, Mum, I don't know what I want to do. Like, do I want to go to Peterborough Regional College or Stamford College or Cambridge? I don't know what I want to do. And because Dad works in Holland every now and then, because he's an English literature teacher, and he came home one day and was like, I can just see you doing that. And the idea stuck. I enjoyed it. I had a look into it with Dad. I'm not going to say I went into research detail, but I had a look because I'm not the research type. But it's great. And foster carers, they are brilliant. Like, to put up with people like me and other difficult children is just amazing.
Lovely to meet you both. Thanks for coming in. Good luck with everything, because I know you've both got a lot to look forward to. And thanks for talking to us on BBC Radio Leeds.
Thank you very much. Thank you.